The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Voice is feeling a little bit better. We might be okay. Let's see what happens here. Hey, we've got not only do we have Dr. John Broad on, but we also have Chuck Spoor. So can you lock those in for me, Bethany, so we can talk to both those fellows? Fellas, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear.
Okay, great. Good, good, good. So, Dr. John, first time at the to the show. We welcome you today, and we're glad to hear from you. What's up?
Thank you.
Tell me about the physically challenged bow hunters of America and what the inspiration was for the organization.
Well, physically challenged bow hunters of America is a national nonprofit organization that was formed in February of 1993, right after the American Disabilities Act was signed by the president, and it was to assist any man, woman, or child in America that wanted to learn how to use archery equipment or return to the field as a bow hunter with the need of adaptive equipment to overcome a disability or physical challenge from a birth defect or an accident.
Okay. And Chuck, how did you come into this organization?
Well, like you mentioned before the hour, I had a stroke 11 years this January, July.
Right.
And before I had the stroke, I hunted.
Well, now wait, Chuck. You're not that old guy.
Well, I had the stroke when I was 49.
Okay.
So
I got it. Okay.
Yeah. So before I had the stroke, I only hunted with a rifle and muzzleloader.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't really do that much when I came home. I go for my therapy and then get on the computer and not do much else.
Right.
And one day I said, well, just, you know, look, I looked around on the internet for, you know, physically challenged or handicapped hunting stuff.
Right.
Just stumbled on the PCBA. I joined them up. It was in 2008.
Right.
And I've been supporting them and ever since. I've been privileged enough to get drawn for a few hunts over the years. Just I've made some great friends in different parts of the country.
Sure. And that's what it's all about, is being able to continue to hunt. And Dr. John, why just bow hunting?
Well, we found that archery in itself is just a fantastic therapy for individuals that need to have a sense of accomplishment and to return to doing something that they can just repetitively improve on.
I see. And sure.
It really is just something that everyone can do. And, you know, when you see a youth pick up a piece of archery equipment and shoot an arrow and hit that target and turn around with the biggest smile on their face.
Yeah, no question about that.
Yep. Just don't want to stop doing it with them.
Right. Yes, sir. Well, all right. So where's the headquarters for the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America?
Well, because we're an all-volunteer organization, we don't have a single paid employee, and every penny that we get in donations goes right back into our program. We're scattered all over the U.S. I'm currently in the rain-drenched corn and bean fields in Indiana. I have treasure in New York State and board members everywhere from Wyoming to Maine.
Wow.
We have members in 49 of the 50 states. I'm still plugging away to get somebody in Hawaii signed up. But, yeah, we're right at about 890 members now. Of course, our membership is cyclic due to the nature of the challenges and issues of some of the members.
Sure, of course.
I find that most folks just have never heard of us, and the fact that we've been around wanting to assist people is an amazing thing. If there's someone out there with an injury or a physical challenge or a disability, I would say that we have someone in our membership roster that has an identical issue, and we can certainly provide them with information and assistance to get anyone started back on the road of archery.
We have an organization here in Maryland that's called NPLB. Mark Hoke is the director of that, is a friend of mine. NPLB stands for No Person Left Behind. They're affiliated with Operation Second Chance, and they do primarily do hunts for wounded veterans, wounded warriors from the most recent wars, but any wounded veteran. And they do deer hunts, and they do turkey hunts, and they do waterfowl hunts here in Maryland and elsewhere around the country. And have you considered hooking up with some of these wounded veterans organizations, Dr. Brett?
Actually, when I took over presidency 2 years ago, one of my missions was to reach out to every organization out there that's doing assistance and disability hunts.
Right.
And partnershiping, because the donation dollars are getting tighter and tighter.
Of course, for everybody, sure.
But you need to start, hooking up and helping each other out. And, we'll reach out to everyone. We have a little over 125 members in my roster that are either disabled service members or police officers or first responders.
Okay.
So we reach out to everyone.
Right. Chuck went to the NPLB event a couple of weeks ago, and I know Chuck knows those guys or knows of those guys and sees the work that they do, and quite an extensive organization, isn't it, Chuck?
Oh, yes it is.
Yep.
And at that organization, I met a couple of them through Jane, Wounded Warrior and a member of PCBA. I've been talking to them, and one of them won the crossbow at the drawing.
Right.
So he's thrilled. So we're slowly but surely making inroads into the Wounded Warrior population.
Sure. And I think Mark is going to try to attend our event today. I talked to him yesterday. Mark donated a waterfowl hunt. Mark is a one of the top tier turkey and waterfowl callers, I would say, in the country. Personally, I mean, you just don't hear people call like he does. And Chuck, you'll be able to network with a lot of people today, and a lot that may be able to help the organization as well. Some of the folks that support the coalition, and the coalition will certainly support PCBA. So,
I want to mention, though, that we don't only have physically challenged members. We need and function on the fact that we have some able-bodied members.
Sure.
We wouldn't be able to have our hunts that we participate in countrywide if we didn't have able-bodied members to be guides and things like that.
Sure, and you need people that have property and have outfitter services and things like that to be able to accommodate your organization. So, Doc, how about some of the organization? How about some of those outfitters and guides that you work with? Are they from, where are they in the country?
Well, I've got everyone from Table Mountain Outfitters out in Wyoming, Tim Coat and Sons, Barrett Services in Maine. We offer to our membership 15 different hunt opportunities during a year.
Wow.
species of animals, from antelope, mule deer, elk, black bear, white-tailed deer, of course, turkey. I just picked up a hog-deer hunt combo in South Carolina. I'm trying to get an alligator hunt going. I did find an outfitter in Florida, said he had one tag, and I asked him how they, what bait they use for alligators, and he said they don't use bait down there, that they have a small dog they take out on the boat, and the dog barks, and the alligators will come to the boat. And I said, well, I don't have a small dog, but I could teach my wife how to bark.
Oh, how'd that go over with your wife?
Uh-oh. Is Teresa listening?
No, she's in South Carolina with her mother. So, but
wow.
Yeah, all these times, we have a draw system because we had so many of our members trying to get out and back in the fields, and we didn't always have this many hunt opportunities.
Sure.
But through the generosity of the landowners you mentioned and the outfitters, we've been able to pick up some more hunts and make this as much of a hunt opportunity for anyone that wants to go.
Do you have anybody here in Maryland working with you, John, as far as outfitters? Chuck? Either one?
No, not yet.
Really?
Chuck's working on that for me.
Okay, I got it. All right. Well, we'll do what we can today, so see what happens.
Fantastic.
Yes, sir. Well, Doctor, I appreciate you being here with us. Can you stay for another segment, if you would?
I would.
Okay, very good. We have to take a break here, and we're more than glad to welcome you back after the break. It's time for me to tell the folks about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. And you know, I mentioned earlier that Clyde's was very generous in donating a youth Remington rifle with a scope on it. It's a .243. Winchester, made by Remington. That's, you know, the caliber 243 Winchester, of course. It's for a youngster or a small frame person, a woman to hunt with. And it's, they made that available to, as a 100% donation to, you know, help us raise funds at the event today. And we are grateful for that. But, you know, they carry more than Remington. They carry all the major brands of firearms. If you want a firearm for home protection, they're well stocked with that. And number two, they are probably the largest Browning dealer in Maryland. If you need a pump shotgun for any type of hunting, turkey, waterfowl, they've got the great BPS pump in 12 and even 10 gauge models. It has a bottom ejection. It's called the DuraTouch Armor Finish in Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo Finish. Comes with three choke tubes. They've got the Maxis, which is a auto loader shotgun for primarily for waterfowl, 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. The A5 with a 5-year, 100,000 round, 5-year guarantee, 5 years, 100,000 round guarantee, 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, also in camo. The 725 Satori over and under Sporting Clays firearm, the BT99 for trap. You name it, Clyde's has it when it comes to Browning and hunting. And famous X-Bolt, high-powered centerfire rifles in all the regular standard short-action Magnum calibers, you name it. You can get an X-Bolt in that as well. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, gunsmithing, scope mounting, bore sighting, gun repairs, cleaning, you name it. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, website clydesports.com.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's a free year-round tournament. It's hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for everyone who is a recreational fisherman in Maryland. Or angler, let's put it that way. Because we don't want to leave out the women. We don't want to be considered sexist here. So, does fishermen really offend you as a woman, Bethany? No. Do you prefer I use the term angler or lady angler or fisherwoman or fisher goddess? That'll work. Okay, so if you're a fishing goddess, you can participate in the Maryland Fishing Challenge also, too, as well. Eligible fish, all game fish, from the Atlantic to the Chesapeake to west of the mountain streams and Deep Creek Lake, 67 species in five categories, freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. And the youth division, connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish that's the right size, notable specified size, get an official angler award certificate, and you get an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shops, Bill's Outdoor Center, Under Armour t-shirt, and even your share of $25,000 in cash prizes. Fish are biting right now all over the state. Can't sit around. It's time to get outdoors and go fish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for living. It just knock him in the head with a stomp. Woof, woof. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. Woof, woof. It ain't legal hunting alligators
down
in the swamp.
Why am I out here in the swamp?
Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. Woof, woof. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp.
Dr. John. Chuck told me a while back about a blind hunter that you have. Tell us about Dirk, I believe his name is.
I'm sorry, I missed your
said
comment.
Chuck told me about a blind hunter that you had a while back. Tell me about Dirk.
Yeah, actually, I met this gentleman. I was at an archery show down in Andalusia, Alabama, and this gentleman was walking down the aisles with his service animal. And I came out from behind the booth, and I asked him if he was a bow hunter, and he stopped and says, well, I was years ago, and when I lost my eyesight, I had to stop hunting. I says, well, I think I can help you get back into hunting if you really want to. And so he came over and sat down with me at the booth, and we had a chance to talk for a while. Signed him up right there as a member, and found out that he didn't have a bow, so we helped get him into a crossbow. And got him a laser sighting system, and he practiced with a friend of his, and we put him into the draw, and he was drawn 2 years ago to go to Michigan on the first hunt in 39 years. And he went up to Michigan, had a fantastic time. Of course, he didn't see anything. That's an inside joke, but Dirk is just a terrific guy. after that hunt, he said, I had such a good time. I can't believe how much getting back out and having fellowship with other hunters and folks with disabilities. So he applied a second time. He was drawn for our Indiana deer hunt last year. He came, same thing. He brought that crossbow with that laser sight, but we had some malfunction with this laser sight. And we worked hard and actually had to borrow a bow from another, I call them VIPs, visually impaired person, a young girl that had gotten a bow from 10 Point Technologies, borrowed her bow for the last hunt on the last day, and with his guide, gentleman John Helm, they went out and dirt harvested his first doe in 40 years.
Wow.
On that last day.
Wow.
This guy came back, and you would have thought he was a 10-year-old kid that had just killed his first animal of his life. He was just so excited. You couldn't wipe the smile off his face. And we have a device called a Heron Skinner, which allows individuals with extremity disabilities to skin a deer by themselves. And Dirk actually skinned his deer with that machine, and we videotaped the event of him doing that. And he says, I would have never thought that I could return to the outdoors and get the satisfaction of harvesting an animal and processing it. And not only did he take meat home to his family, but he also gave meat to the Hunters Feeding the Hungry program.
Wow.
120 other families.
Nice. Nice. Now, you mentioned 10 Point Crossbows. They've been very, very good to me. And I don't know if you deal with Dave Robb out there, if that name rings a bell to you, Dr. John.
I actually deal with Barb Terry.
Okay.
He's their educational advisor, plus he's kind of oversees the Wicked Rich bow line, which
I got you.
Our youth hunters a lot better.
Sure, sure. Indeed. Well, good. Okay, I'm sitting here shaking my head in amazement that you've got is this gentleman, is he, I know he's legally blind, but I mean, you said a laser sight. Is he able to see the laser? Is he able to focus that?
No, actually his guide sits behind him.
So he lines the bow up and the guide says, you're on the deer, take the shot, and squeeze the trigger.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's terrific, man. I tell you, that's got to be an incredible experience, not only for the hunter, but for the guide, and you know, all the people surrounding him to have that accomplishment. That's pretty cool.
And you know, the shame of the whole thing is that not all states allow for laser sights to be used by visually impaired individuals.
Right.
We need to have some sort of opportunity for these folks to get back out there, and there are different type of sighting systems that will mount on bows, but I don't know why we make it hard for people instead of easier.
You understand that. Maryland is actually pretty good, isn't it, Chuck, when it comes to hunters with disabilities?
Yeah, I mean, there's no restriction.
No restriction, nope. No,
as a sidebar on Dirk, I was up in Michigan on his first hunt, and the funny thing was he got there from Alabama, didn't wear socks, didn't really have any hunting clothes or boots, so we pretty much had to outfit him from some of the other people, from some of the guides and all that.
Got it.
But he still had a great time. He did have a great time, like John said.
Sure. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So, well, listen, I'm going to let you guys go. Chuck, I'll see you later today. Dr. John, I appreciate you joining us today and telling us about the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. Look forward to speaking with you again. And I'll keep an eye on Chuck. Make sure he's doing the right thing here in Maryland, okay?
I appreciate it. And thanks so much for having me on today. I think I learned as much about your program as you might have got from me, and I think I need to put you on my radio dial.
Well, I appreciate that. Our internet streaming is down today, but I'm assured it's being fixed, and you can go to my website, which is ellisoutdoors.com, and click on the Listen Live button, or you can go to the WCBM.com website and listen as well. You can also hear the podcasts from past shows on ellisoutdoors.com. So we appreciate you being with us today.
And they can also download the WCBM app.
You can download the app, and that's right. And that's not working today either, is it, Bethany?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. Chuck says, no, it isn't. So
I had to dig out a radio to listen to your...
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't have anything to do with it. I'm sorry about it, and, you know, it's nothing I can do about it. So
just let me mention to the people that are going to be at the banquet today.
Yeah.
Informational display of the PCBA there for him.
Exactly. Yes, indeed. So, very good. All right, Chuck, thank you for that. And, yeah, you will be there. You'll have your little information booth set up there, and we'll be more than glad to promote that for you. And, Dr. John, again, thanks for being with us today.
All right.
Bye
now.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
John.
There he goes. See you, Chuck.
Bye, Jack. Bye-bye.
There he goes. There goes Chuck. All right. Well, now, wasn't that interesting? That was very informative. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there with disabilities that would like to return to the field. And physically challenged bow hunters of America will help you do that, even to the point of somebody who's totally blind. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So, all right. Here we are at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And let me ask Bethany a question here. We're okay. So we're okay for a couple minutes till we don't need a break? You want to take a break? Okay. All right. Well, maybe we can take a phone call. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 while we're waiting for somebody to call. The wild turkey season was a record. 3,767 wild turkeys during the 2015 regular spring and junior hunt turkey season. That eclipsed the 2013 record-setting harvest of 3,344 and well above the 10-year average of 3,045 birds. The sharp increase can be attributed to a combination of factors, growing turkey populations, excellent weather, and more Sunday hunting opportunities. Imagine that. Wild turkey populations are at an all-time high in some areas, with record numbers reported in Carroll and Cecil and Kent, Montgomery, Queen Anne, St. Mary's counties. Additionally, ideal weather during most of the season likely increased hunter participation and helped them locate and call in cooperative gobblers. I got a call a couple days ago from one of our directors that said, "Is turkey season still in?" I said, "No, it ended on the 23rd. Doggone it, there's one out near my backyard. I'm talking to it right now. Well, you know, have a nice conversation. Garrett County reported the highest harvest again, 421 turkeys, followed by Washington with 392. Rounding out the top five were Allegheny with 298, Frederick with 256, and Charles County with 253. Turkey hunters in eight counties were able to hunt Sundays this year, which led to a harvest total of 332 turkeys. That would be just under 10%, 9%. Of the turkeys that were taken on Sunday. Youth hunters kicked off the spring turkey season with a junior turkey hunt on April 11th statewide, continued on Sunday, April 12th in selected counties. They took advantage of the pleasant weather, harvesting 209 wild turkeys. Washington and Garrett topped the list with 36 and 24, respectively. And then here's the whole table of all the counties. If you're interested, you're welcome to give us a call. Find out what happened in your county. So while we're doing that, while we're waiting, let's talk to Brian in Hamilton. Let's see what he's doing. Brian, are you up there? Good morning.
Morning, Alan.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good, thank you. It's a great show. And, you know, I listen to what's transpired in the last half hour of the show, and I feel so inadequate and not really grateful for my attributes or things that have been God-given. So,
what do you mean? Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, when I listen to what's happening as far as the impaired people,
yeah,
that they have the opportunity to do what they did, and they're so grateful when they for their accomplishments, and I think about what I take for granted every day.
So we're able to get up and walk around and do what we want to do and jump
right.
in the truck and head out to the woods or, you know, go down the stream or whatever it is. Absolutely,
right.
yeah.
And sure. it's not very often, you know, it really made me think, and I'm so glad you had that gentleman on.
Dr. John Broad and Chuck Spoor. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, a couple questions you helped me with. I'm not very much of the outdoorsman. I go as far as scraping ice off my windshield on a cold day. That's about where I've been. Of course, a number of years ago, I fished most every day when I went down the shore and down the ocean. And I like to go bayside down Ocean City.
Sure.
Early in the 60s. And we caught a ton. I always wanted flounder, and I got a number of them. It was easy catching down there. But I picked up, I guess, some people refer to them with puffers or blowfish.
Oh, yeah, blowfish.
Okay. And when they weren't biting the hooks in half with those teeth, nobody wanted them.
Oh, my gosh, they're good eating.
Yeah, exactly. But I was told they called it a chicken of the sea.
Yep.
I mean, you set me straight on it. They said most of the fish is inedible, but it's
correct.
One part that's absolutely fantastic.
And yeah, the tail. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, is that it? Because
yeah.
As an old gentleman, he took everybody's blowfish, and he was glad to get them, and nobody else seemed to want them.
Yeah, they're absolutely spectacular. I've eaten them. I've caught them in Delaware Bay, caught them in the Ocean City area, and... They're just a terrific eating fish. You just got to clean everything off of them, keep that tail, and it looks like a drumstick. Basically, that's why they call it chicken of the sea.
Okay, well, let me ask you this: are they still as plentiful? I haven't been down there since the '60s. Are they still as plentiful?
You know, I don't know. The last time we went on Delaware Bay was a couple of years ago. We were here's something nobody fishes for: is porgies.
Mm.
Okay, are you familiar with scup? Or porgies?
Not really, no.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's like it's a delectable little fish. It's like a, I mean, they can get about a foot long or so. They're like a big, they're almost like a bluegill, actually, out that lives in the bay. And they're very, very plentiful in Delaware Bay. They used to be. And, you know, the blowfish would mix right in with them, and if you're bottom fishing with a top and bottom rig and fishing with a small hook, and, you know, you're anchored up over a little bit of structure on the bottom or something like that, you can find porgies and blowfish and everything else. And we mixed in about a half a dozen blowfish that day. And nobody wanted them, and I said, hey, I know what to do with those. So, yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, now something in maybe the commercial fishing line, maybe you can help me with also. Years ago, whenever we went to a fish market, that Lexington market, or any fish market, we always wanted, we got rockfish or catfish, whatever it was, we said, go ahead and fillet it up.
Right.
And then we came home and fried it, and we were always almost afraid to eat. It had every bite you had to chew into your, because you're always worried it was always a bone somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I see these, I guess they call it fresh frozen or whatever they have processed, and I've gotten pollock, whiting, tilapia, you name it, and I can't remember the last time I've even seen a bone. Are they filleted with a machine, or how does that work? There's absolutely no bones ever.
You know, I don't know. I've watched people that fillet for a living do that, and it's pretty amazing. They pretty much eliminated the bones in that process, and you know exactly how they do it, I don't know, but. I suspect there's probably a fair amount of meat that gets wasted on those deals.
Mm.
And, you know, if you have somebody that's just, you know, sitting there doing it and, you know, for you one at a time or a couple a day or something like that, it might be a little different than somebody that's doing, you know, hundreds and thousands of fish and has it down to an art form.
Yeah, so. I guess a lot of the fishing is off the what Thailand. If you look at some of the labels,
mm-hmm.
and I guess they get pennies a day, so you know,
do a good job. Huh?
Yeah, sure, yeah, do.
Sure.
Well, listen, Alan, it's really great listening, and I tune in probably every week. That's the first time I called.
Well, I'm glad you did. I appreciate
yeah.
it. Okay,
and
buddy.
And also, I want to tell you, I love your on air dead air coffee drinking pauses. That's indigenous to you only.
Well, Brian, to you. Hang on a minute. Here we go.
Okay.
Ah.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
It made the morning.
All right, buddy. See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, Fran's up next, but we got to take a break. So, Fran, you'll just have to wait a couple minutes. I'm sorry, sweetie. Time for me to tell the folks about NBS Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie. That's Dorsey Road, right below 97, next to Jim Donnie RV, stocked with live, wild-caught Louisiana jumbo crawfish, andouille sausage, and gator tail meat, along with some live Louisiana crabs. Maryland crabs are there, too. Some from Ocean City, some from the Lower Bay, I would guess, but not a lot. NBS Seafood carries fresh, wild-caught white perch, jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, fresh crab meat, a variety of other seafood items. And you know what? They have the spice to make your seafood taste just great. Do you know NBS Seafood also has Black Angus New York strip steaks for your grill? Well, they do. Stop by and see NBS Seafood or give them a call, 410-271-3202. Thursday, Friday, Mondays, 2 to 7. Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday, noon to 5. NBS will accept Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash. You have any questions? Please call 410-271-3202. Bill will answer the phone, and he'll say NBS Seafood, and that stands for No Bull Seafood. NBS, you'll be glad you did. Hey, for great fish and tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you like to go fishing or do you like to go crabbing, Clyde Sports Shop has exactly what you need. That's right, all kinds of live bait, all kinds of artificial lures, terminal tackle, specialty hooks, weights, swivels, line. You can wind new line on your reels right there, or they'll do it for you. Absolutely. Rod and reel repair. You break the tip off the rod, they'll put a new tip on for you. They'll rewind the guide for you. You get your reels that are all grimy and greasy and nasty, and you drop them in the sand, and they need cleaned and oiled. Well, they'll do that, too. That's right. Your full-service fishing and crabbing shop is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9, 410-242-6108. And don't forget that. That's 242-6108. I sometimes say that too fast. The fishing hotline is 410-247-3474. That's 247-FISH, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, updated fishing report, where the fish are biting, what they're biting on. You'll hear that report as well. That's Clyde Sports Shop. Website is clydesports.com. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
This week on Fox News Sunday, you'll hear interviews with the top newsmakers of the week and analysis of the top news stories by our distinguished panel of political experts. This is Chris Wallace. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stereo, football, baseball, NASCAR too. gone just a little too late. With his breezy arms, he can get it on tape. He's a high-tech redneck.
Little George Jones there for you. Let's talk to our friend Fran in Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning. The show is great this morning.
Well, thanks.
I had to call in. I wasn't going to call, but I had to call. Because let me tell you, I am so excited about coming today.
Good for you.
I couldn't half sleep.
Really?
Honestly.
Oh, my.
Let me tell you something about you and this show and what it has done for me. Changed my whole way of thinking in life, for one thing.
Really?
But the second thing is this. You know, every Saturday morning from 5 to 7, right, I listen to your show and you and your guests and what have you, and what it has been, it's like a therapy for me. I live in Baltimore, crazy Baltimore, but I can escape from my world, my environment, for 2 hours every Saturday morning that I can mentally, you know, I can completely escape and leave it, right, and come into your world, which sounds fascinating, relaxing, you know. And so I depend on it for that. I get my escape, which I'll get me through the next week. Second thing was this. You know, you talked about survival, and I have procrastinated too long because I get a gut feeling about things sometimes, and I've had a gut feeling for about 3 or 4 years and didn't really act on it. And I feel like this. If I come into your world, and I can't believe I'm actually going to see you today. But anyway, and I can learn survival skills. It took me many years to learn. You need a plan B in life. You know what I'm saying? And if I could learn just some of the survival skills, learn how to use the bow and arrow, the crossbow, everything, right, then I have the knowledge, right, that I can survive. I can pull out my plan B if necessary. You always need to have that. And a lot of people talk about, well, stack up in your house, you know. Yeah, that's a great, stack up the stuff in the house. But suppose we're on the East Coast. We get an evacuation order. And I have to leave my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go out there in that street, and I have to depend on Red Cross, the government, whoever, to hand me my sandwich or whatever they can get. And I don't want to be in that position. I want to have another choice. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if they say, well, we'd have to evacuate D.C., Baltimore, whatever, you can just pack up some things that you can load in the car, truck, and you got to go. You know, you got to leave. You got like a half an hour. See, when I finish hanging around you guys, I will have what I need to carry.
Mm-hmm.
I have my fishing poles, my bow and arrow, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of the little gotchkas that I thought was important to me,
mm-hmm.
that I have in my house, to, oh, this is a picture of my mother. Or whatever. Listen, what I need is the things that you guys use in your life. Later for the pictures, later for all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because when I can pack that up,
yep.
wherever I roll off to, I can still try to survive. And that's why I'm excited about your show and about your coming to your banquet today.
Well, you heard Chuck. Chuck is your taxi driver today, and he's a sweet guy. And you will enjoy your ride to the banquet with Chuck. And we look so forward to seeing you there. I can't wait to meet you myself. So we know that you've challenged the hunters in Maryland to stop being fraidy cats or scaredy cats. That's your word, and go stand up for themselves.
Right, I have. And let me tell you, I have my white flag in the car.
You do?
Wave it because I'm going to be outnumbered. But I'll tell you, the ones that are going to be there today, they're not really the ones I'm yelling at. Because they're supporting the Maryland Hunters.
Oh, I know who you're
saying. I'm yelling at those other 80,000, 90,000 that aren't there.
Yeah, I got that. I understand that. Yeah. So, very good. All right. Well, Fran. We look forward to seeing you.
All right.
We really do. All right. You take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. And there she goes. Whoops. There she goes. Fran. Ah, yes. Fran is going to be, you know, she turned me down. Turned me down when I invited her to come as our guest to the event. Turned me down. Flat. Nope. Not going to be there. Well, she kept calling, she kept talking, kept calling, kept talking. Chuck challenged her last week, and she said, you know what? I've been calling you guys scaredy cats. Time for me put my money where my mouth is. And so she's coming today. And so, you know. Hey, folks, look, we've got a few minutes left, and this is the last time I'm going to tell you about invite you to the banquet, because it's today. It starts at noon. It's in Westminster at the Martins facility in Westminster behind the 140 Freedom Shopping Center. It's on Germer Lane, J-E-R-M-O-R, and you can find it on your GPS, or those of you familiar in Carroll County know where the 140 Shopping Center is there. It used to be where Cactus Willie's was. It's where the Dunkin' Donuts is. The Shoppers is there. The grocery store. What else is in there? Five Guys, Minuteman Press, who did our tickets and our printing. Who else is in that shopping center? Trying to remember. Firestone. Yeah, right in that whole area there. And behind all that is Martins and Westminster. So it's going to be a nice crowd of folks over there. I know we have at least 260 or 275 people going to be showing up. And that's not counting anybody who walks in the door, because we don't know. We got plenty of tables, plenty of space. So we just invite you. If you want to come, you can get your tickets at the door. Tickets are $50 for a single, $90 for a couple, and 160 different items on the tables for, you know, winner-take-all deer raffle, winner-take-all archery, winner-take-all turkey, winner-take-all buck bomb, silent auction, live auction, general raffle, crab raffle, beer glass raffle, that you win a nice 55-quart cooler. We've got 15 guns. We've got three or four muzzle loaders. We've got some really cool vintage stuff. Some cool man cave stuff. I think you'll like what you see. And if you don't like it, don't bid on it. Somebody else will. What do you think? You know, why not? So we're gonna have a good time. I think this is gonna be one of the premier hunting events in Maryland for 2015. Maybe not the biggest, maybe not the best, but it's going to be a good quality event. You'll enjoy it. The tables are nice. The decor is nice. You know, I'm just worried about execution. That's all. Just worried about making sure it all goes smooth. So be kind if you come in the front door and don't yell at anybody. We're just learning. It's our first one. So there we go. All right. I'm going to take a little break. Time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge one more time. And what do I want to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge? Well, I want to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge this part. New this year. You know, Diamond Jim kind of retired, and he was worth $25,000 last year. So they took the $25,000 that they put up for Diamond Jim, and they turned it into cash for everybody who participates. Everybody has the same chance to win a chunk of that $25,000. How does that work? Well, pretty simple. In each of the three regions, in the freshwater or non-tidal, and then the Chesapeake Bay region or tidal, and then the Atlantic Ocean division, if you are a master angler and you catch one award-sized fish in each of those three divisions, that gives you that makes you a master angler, you are eligible to win $2,000 in cash. Also in those three regions, non-tidal, Chesapeake, Atlantic, $6,000 will be in each of those regions, and that'll be three $2,000 prizes for some lucky angler. And then that leaves the 6,000 times 3 is 18, 2,000 for the master angler, that's 20, then 25,000 in random cash drawings at the Maryland Fishing Challenge finale in September. So there you go. No strings attached. All you got to do is go fishing. Next week, next Saturday, don't forget, free fishing day. The 13th is a free fishing day. You can find all this information on dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. Go fish.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Sean Casey, Frank Luber.
Hi, this is Tom Mark.
Rush Limbaugh.
The Sean Hannity Show.
The Mark Levin Show.
The Savage Nation is on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
That was it? Oh, okay. We've got about a minute or so left, right? So, a minute? Yeah. Okay, a minute. Well, you know, folks, social media is quite a phenomenon. Bethany, are you on Facebook? Are you? Who isn't, right? Exactly. We have a Facebook page for everything that Ellis Outdoors does. If you go to ellisoutdoors.com, that's kind of the umbrella website for everything that we do. You got the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine on there. You got the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine on there, both of which we are working on for the next issue. We're working on the 2015 Crabs, and we're working on the summer issue of the Quarterly. Okay. The radio show is on there, the Outdoors and Radio Show, and then the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Under each one of those little categories is a block for Facebook. You just click on it, it takes you right to the Facebook page. If you like social media, the most active page is the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We update that 2-3 times a day most of the time. So we invite you to like us on Facebook. There's already 1,500 and some people liking us. And we also invite you to join the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Just go to MD Hunting.